This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with T. Xiao Ik and Kelly Anisa. Here are the stories we have for you today.
So students sometimes study for years to gain a university degree. So what if I told you that one in 20 work applicants in Malaysia try to pass off fake academic qualifications? So we discussed that in our first story.
One in 20, that's quite shocking.
Right. Yeah. Well, speaking of things that adults do, adulting lessons are actually becoming more popular around the world. And we look at why millennials are seeking out these basic life skills and what the situation is here in Malaysia.
And on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, which of these life skills do you find most challenging? Is it home repairs, financial management, cooking, or mending clothes and laundry? And, you know, that includes things like ironing your clothes, perhaps, or folding them even. So to join the conversation today, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. That's where you can take that poll. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 03-7733-2900.
But before we get to our first story, here is Future People by Alabama Shakes.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Future People by Alabama Shakes. So we do have a poll going on Twitter.
Yes, this is our related to our second story later. We're asking you which of these life skills do you find most challenging? We have the options being home repairs, financial management, cooking, or mending clothes and laundry. So tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or call us at 03-7733-2900.
And now on to our first story of the day.
Yes, so a fraud investigation agency found that over 1 in 20 work applicants in Malaysia try to pass off fake academic qualifications. So an agency that conducts background checks on potential hires for companies found that up to 7% of people investigated had these fake degrees, and between 10% and 15% had degrees from unaccredited universities. Mm-hmm. So many of those with fake degrees are applying for senior management jobs, and it happens, you know, across multiple industries, including banks and clinics. So this revelation was in response to an Al Jazeera 101 East documentary. So this documentary revealed that a company in Pakistan called AZACT is a degree mill from which job seekers bought fake qualifications, including doctorate and master's degrees.
Wow. So this AZACT, I think it's pronounced, was linked to over 370 fake online universities, which all claim to be based in the United States. And in the Al Jazeera documentary, thousands of those with these dubious qualifications were found to be working in positions like doctors, nurses, teachers, and engineers. And, you know, in Southeast Asia, including places like Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand.
Yeah, the documentary also showcased a list of possibly over 80 Malaysians with local addresses, having allegedly purchased fake degrees via AZACT. The list was seized by Pakistani authorities when they raided AZACT's premises.
So I spoke to Dato' Sri Akbar Sata, president from the Certified Fraud Examiners Association Malaysia, earlier today, to give us a rough breakdown and explain, you know, what actions should employees take in such a situation. So here is a clip from that interview. It was said that there is an estimated 1 in 20 potential hires in Malaysia with fake qualifications. You know, how much are we talking about? What is that number like? Is it in the hundreds or is it in the thousands?
You know, because I am conducting only on my part, right? I do not know other company where they conduct also background checking. But I believe that there are, you know, thousands, you know. In Malaysia, there is no law, right, for a fake degree, you know. Anyone who's having fake degree, but except if you apply for the job, right? Then if the company wanted to lodge a police report, they can do so under 408 forgery, which carry about 7 years and fine. So these are the thing that happened in Malaysia. But I believe that it is popular and very serious problem in what are called fake degree. Whether it is a bachelor degree, master's degree, and also PhD.
And does Malaysia have a system where employers can run background checks on their employees and other job applicants?
the problem in Malaysia is that most of the company, they do not want to spend some money to conduct a thorough background checking, whether their HR also, they have no proper system, and also, of course, lack of budget. So what they did, they just find out from the police department whether the potential candidate have any record or not with the police. I think that's not enough, because in Malaysia, you know, sometimes if you work in the bank or in a big multinational company, if they found that you have illegal or have fake degree, so nobody will accept you. So the problem with Malaysians is that we do not tend to report to the police to, but they want to solve the problem very fast. But they forget that by doing so, those who have been sacked will be in the system. So they may join another company or another organization. But that organization, again, who are lacking in doing thorough background checking, and the HR have no budget, and they also do not hire outsourced to company in Malaysia, so they face problem, because those who have committed a crime or have a fake degree join the company, they may, you know, you may cause a big problem. The possibility of them to commit fraud and problem to the company is it can happen, right? So it is very advisable, right? Especially for the company in Malaysia, that, you know, at least you spend or you allocate some budget to make sure that the HR, or you outsource to the private investigator company outside that, so that they can have a thorough background checking.
And do we have a regulatory body in place that employers can report to when they discover that an employee has used a fake degree, you know, besides the police, as you've mentioned previously?
In Malaysia, I don't think there is a centralized system where you can check whether the degree is fake or not, right? But you have to check to the various higher institutions. So I think it is high time for Ministry of Education, right, to come up with this central registry, so that it is be easier for any company, any organization to check whether the degree is fake or not. But in Malaysia, you know, everything is OSA. So this is the main problem. So I think we have to set up a central registry. And number two, in case of printing, right? I think I am sure that not all the university will print their certificate in the pencetakan negara, which is, you know, they have a special security, features, security factor and so on. But if you simply print in an ordinary printer, so I'm sure that will be another problem. So this kind of issue have to be addressed by the government. Do you believe me or not? I think most of the company or government organization, when we go for interview, I think most of them are not interested to look whether your degree is fake or not fake. For them, they want to see whether you can speak or not, how much skill do you have, and that will be a problem. But in actual fact, before anyone should be invited for the interview or call for interview, I think the first thing you have to check whether the degree is fake or not. We do not want to see that Malaysia is also a center for the publication of a fake degree and so on.
So that was Datuk Sri Akbar Sattar, president of the Certified Fraud Examiners Association of Malaysia. He had also previously stated that Malaysia was, and I'm quoting, one of the worst countries with such problems due to, I suppose, our generally poor background checking practices.
Mm. And in response to all of these sort of revelations, the Health Director General, Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, came out to say that the Malaysian Medical Council has stringent processes to ensure that only genuine degrees are accepted before any medical graduate could be registered as a medical practitioner. And the Malaysian Employers Federation Executive Director, Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, also said that businesses should check the qualifications of their staff properly, and those found guilty must be punished. I mean, it's all common sense, obviously, yeah. Right?
It's just a breakdown of the system not actually being practiced.
Correct, yeah.
and over 370 fake online universities which claim to be based in the United States, all linked back to this Pakistani software company, Exact. So some of these include Brooklyn Park University, Nixon University, and New Fort University.
Nixon University. Why would you name
this? Exactly. So the founder, Shoaib Ahmed Shaikh, has since been arrested and charged with fraud.
So among those who have been found to have purchased a bogus PhD previously was actually Myanmar's former planning and finance minister, Kyaw Win, who admitted to buying his qualification from the fictitious online university called Brooklyn Park. Mm-hmm. And then in Malaysia, you know, there's actually been much uproar when news broke in February that several politicians, including Deputy Foreign Minister Datuk Marzuki Yahya and former Johor Menteri Besar Osman Sapian, had misrepresented their qualifications.
And the Malaysian Qualifications Agency Chief Executive Officer Datuk Dr. Rahma Mohamad said that employers can go online to check the lists of accredited programs offered by the Malaysian higher education institutions. So this can be done through the Malaysian Qualifications Register as well as other professional and regulatory bodies.
So I suppose the key takeaway here is, you know, to have a centralized body to regulate all of this and also to encourage employers to make a report about these employees with fake qualifications, because it's quite scary to think about the fact that there are medical doctors out there who are practicing medicine without actually knowing anything about medicine. They bought these qualifications.
But I think it's partly what you said earlier, Xiaoyi, that a lot of this is things that are common sense, but it's just that it's not viewed as important enough to do, you know,
I mean, just think
background
about,
checks.
Yeah, just think about the interview processes that we've gone through. I have never had a potential employer ask to see my actual certificates, for instance. So they've just taken my word for the fact that I have received degrees from so-and-so universities that I claimed in my resume.
Right.
How else would employers be able to know that you're telling the truth?
Yeah, I suppose in a way it feels... It would feel like you're being put on the spot if you're asked to justify whether you really went somewhere or whatever, right? But then there's a real reason for these things being in place, especially like as you said, Kelly, you know, if you're working in medicine, if you're working with children, these are things that are necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other side of the coin is, of course, our sort of emphasis on paper qualifications, right? Because there's a reason why people
chasing this.
Yes, and going to the extent of actually conning their way into jobs, because often people place an undue value on having degrees, even if they are from universities that seem to mean very little.
And I think that's just a way of getting past the first gate. You know, your resume shows that you have these paper qualifications, therefore you will be shortlisted for the next level. And, you know, as Dr. Akbar said, you know, then what employers look for in the interview is how well you speak, how well you present yourself. So you've gotten past the first gate already, but you know, it could have been with a fake paper.
And then what does it say about you as an employee, right? That if you're willing to commit fraud in this level, you basically, there's very little reason to trust this person in many other regards as well.
And I think most of the time you wouldn't know that you know, you've made a mistake by hiring this person until something goes very wrong.
Scandal.
Yes. I mean, also, if you're a doctor, if you are working as a doctor, imagine all of all the possible things that could go wrong. That was my main concern when I first saw this.
Or our deputy education minister.
So we will be back after a short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the increasing popularity of quote-unquote adulting lessons.
Yep. On that note, we are asking you on Twitter, which of the following life skills do you find most challenging? Home repairs, financial management, cooking, mending clothes, or doing laundry? I mean, that's one part of everything that has to do with clothing, I suppose.
So clothing management.
Clothing management, we'll call it. You can take that poll at BFM Radio on our Twitter account, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 if you have other thoughts about adulting. You can also call us at 03-7733-2900.
But first, here's Fake Empire by The National.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.